समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार श्रोता, स्वागत है आपका न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में, यानी वो कार्यक्रम जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास भी और जानेंगे कि उनके पास हमारे लिए आज क्या खास जानकारी है। उन व्यक्तित्वों को भी हम याद करेंगे जिनकी आज पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिवस है। इसके साथ ही आइए शुरुआत करते हैं कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा की। आज मैं आपके साथ हूं सरफिरोजी और मेरे साथ हैं मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। अभिषेक, आपको भी नमस्कार।
हेलो सरफिरोजी, हेलो एंड अ वेरी गुड आफ्टरनून टू ऑल आवर लिसनर्स। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा ऑन 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट सरफिरोजी। And for you, we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, tributes and much more. All these of the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first.
बिहार में कल होने वाले विधानसभा चुनाव के अंतिम चरण की तैयारियां पूरी। 122 सीटों पर 136 महिलाओं सहित 1302 उम्मीदवार चुनाव मैदान में।
यूनियन कॉरपोरेशन मिनिस्टर अमित शाह इनॉग्रेट्स कॉप कुंभ 2025 इन न्यू दिल्ली, अर्जेस अर्बन कोऑपरेटिव बैंक्स टू एम्पावर यूथ एंड द अंडर प्रिविलेज्ड।
वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारामन ने नई दिल्ली में प्रमुख अर्थशास्त्रियों की पहली बजट पूर्व परामर्श बैठक की अध्यक्षता की।
इन अ जॉइंट ऑपरेशन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर एंड हरियाणा पुलिस अनकवर लार्ज हॉल ऑफ एक्सप्लोसिव्स एंड वेपन्स इन फरीदाबाद, की एक्यूज नैब्ड।
और हॉकी इंडिया ने 25 नवंबर से सेंटियागो महिला जूनियर विश्व कप के लिए 20 सदस्य टीम की घोषणा की।
And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about urban cooperative banks and cooperative societies. Today we are talking about something that's quietly powering our rural and urban economies, cooperative banks and societies. Most of us have heard of them, but do we really know what they do?
बिल्कुल अभिषेक, तो चलिए कुछ बुनियादी बातों से शुरुआत करते हैं। सहकारी बैंक एक वित्तीय संस्था है जिसका स्वामित्व और संचालन इसके सदस्य करते हैं। इनकी सबसे अच्छी बात यह होती है कि ये बैंक सिर्फ मुनाफे पर ध्यान केंद्रित नहीं करते, बल्कि इनका मुख्य लक्ष्य होता है अपने सदस्यों की मदद करना।
Yes, very well said, Sir Firozi. Cooperative banks provide easy credit to people who may not qualify for loans from big commercial banks, and they support agriculture, small industries, and rural development.
और अभिषेक, जब हम सहकारी समितियों की बात करते हैं तो हम लोगों के ऐसे समूह की बात कर रहे हैं जो एक दूसरे की मदद के लिए एक साथ आए हैं, एकजुट हुए हैं।
Absolutely, Sir Firozi, and a true example can be of strength in unity. It's a true example of strength in unity, isn't it? And this society is not only help members earn better incomes, but also promote equality and social welfare. And another important role cooperative banks and societies encourage the habit of saving among their members. People invest small amounts regularly and benefit as a community.
और अभिषेक, इसके अलावा इन संस्थाओं में लिए जाने वाले फैसले लोकतांत्रिक होते हैं। इनमें हर सदस्य की अपनी एक राय होती है, यानी हर एक सदस्य का एक मत होता है, जो ये सुनिश्चित करता है कि इस संस्था की नींव पारदर्शिता और पारस्परिक लाभ पर टिकी रहे।
Absolutely, Sir Firozi, and cooperative institutions are a backbone of India's rural economy, empowering millions and promoting self-reliance. And the cooperative sector forms a strong pillar of the Indian economy, playing a key role in social and economic development, rural infrastructure and employment generation. Cooperatives are active in a wide range of fields such as credit and banking, fertilizers, sugar, dairy, marketing, consumer goods, handloom, handicrafts, fisheries and housing.
और अभिषेक, सहकारी समितियों से जुड़े कुछ आंकड़ों पर अगर हम नजर डालें तो भारत में आज 8.5 लाख से ज्यादा सहकारी समितियां हैं और इनकी सदस्यता 30 करोड़ से ज्यादा है, और लगभग 94% किसान किसी न किसी रूप में सहकारी समितियों से जुड़े हुए हैं। ग्रामीण आजीविका को सहारा देने में इनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका को देखते हुए डेयरी, मुर्गी पालन, पशुधन, मत्स्य पालन, चीनी, कपड़ा प्रसंस्करण, भंडारण और श्रम जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहकारी समितियों को मजबूत करना जरूरी है। इन सहकारी समितियों को दीर्घकालिक और पूंजी ऋण प्रदान करने से इन्हें अपने कार्यों का विस्तार करने, आय सृजन में सुधार करने और ग्रामीण क्षेत्रों में सतत विकास सुनिश्चित करने में मदद मिलेगी।
Yes, absolutely. And the Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that urban cooperative banks should come forward to empower the aspiring youth and underprivileged sections of society. Inaugurating the Co-op CUM 2025, an international conference on the urban cooperative credit sector in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah said National Federation of Urban Cooperative Banks and Credit Societies Limited and urban organizations should issue moral guidelines based on which every urban cooperative bank should redesign its financial structure. He said the goal is to strengthen cooperatives while also uplifting the vulnerable sections of society.
मुझे बहुत आनंद है कि विगत तीन चार सालों में एक नए उत्साह के साथ इस देश का अर्बन कोऑपरेटिव बैंक का सेक्टर और कोऑपरेटिव क्रेडिट सोसाइटी का सेक्टर नए उत्साह के साथ, नए झोंक के साथ आगे बढ़ने का सोच भी रहा है, उस पर कदम भी उठा रहा है और सफलतापूर्वक अपने लक्ष्यों को अचीव भी कर रहा है।
श्री शाह ने कहा कि हमारा लक्ष्य 5 वर्षों के भीतर 2 लाख से अधिक आबादी वाले प्रत्येक कस्बे में एक शहरी सहकारी बैंक स्थापित करना होना चाहिए। उन्होंने कहा कि त्रिभुवन सहकारी विश्वविद्यालय की स्थापना युवा पीढ़ी को सहकारिता से जोड़ने और सहकारी क्षेत्र के लिए पेशेवर तैयार करने के उद्देश्य से की गई है।
हमने त्रिभुवन सहकारी यूनिवर्सिटी बनाई है जो नए प्रोफेशनल्स तैयार करेगी, जो कोऑपरेटिव सेक्टर की हर प्रकार की जरूरियात को पूरी करेगी। तो एक जनरेशन पूरी अमृत पीढ़ी की जो 2047 तक हमारे कोऑपरेटिव क्षेत्र को आगे ले जाएगी, उसको तैयार करने का हमने लक्ष्य रखा है।
श्री शाह ने कहा कि भारत सरकार ने प्राथमिक कृषि ऋण समितियों पीएसएस के लिए आदर्श उपनियम बनाए हैं और इन्हें प्रत्येक राज्य ने अपनाया भी है। उन्होंने कहा कि आज देश की सभी पीएसएस इन्हीं आदर्श उपनियमों के अनुसार काम करती हैं।
Yes, and Mr. Shah said this has significantly reduced the likelihood of PACS becoming defunct, and even if one does become inactive, reviving it will now be easier. The Corporation Minister said Sahakar DigiPay and the Sahakar DigiLoan apps, which have been launched, will enable even the smallest urban cooperative societies to join the new era of digital payments. And on the occasion, Mr. Shah congratulated Amul and IFFCO on being placed in the top 2 positions in International Cooperative Alliance World Ranking. He said Amul is taking forward the white revolution with collecting 30 million liters of milk nationwide.
सहकारिता मंत्री ने कहा कि इफको 93 लाख टन यूरिया और डीएपी का उत्पादन करके देश की हरित क्रांति का एक स्तंभ बन गया है।
आज इफको 93 लाख मैट्रिक टन यूरिया और डीएपी का उत्पादन कर हमारे देश की ग्रीन रेवोल्यूशन का स्तंभ बना है। आज ब्राजील, अमेरिका, ओमान, जॉर्डन और दुनिया के 65 देशों में इफको के नैनो यूरिया और डीएपी जाते हैं।
Sir Firozi, let's now talk about some of the key government initiatives to boost the cooperative sector and the economy. The National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, a statutory organization under the Ministry of Cooperation, Government of India, established in 1963. And the objectives and functions of NCDC include promoting, strengthening and developing farmer cooperatives for increasing production, productivity and instituting post-harvest facilities.
और अभिषेक, इनका उद्देश्य कृषि उत्पादों के प्रसंस्करण, भंडारण, विपणन तथा बीज, उर्वरक और अन्य कृषि उत्पादों आदि की आपूर्ति के क्षेत्रों में सहकारी समितियों के विकास के लिए सहायता प्रदान करना है। कृषि पहलों के अतिरिक्त एनसीडीसी विभिन्न गैर कृषि क्षेत्रों में भी आय उत्पादक सहकारी समितियों को सहायता प्रदान करता है। इन क्षेत्रों में डेयरी, पशुधन, हथकरघा, रेशम उत्पादन, मुर्गी पालन, मत्स्य पालन आदि क्षेत्र शामिल हैं।
NCDC provides financial assistance to the cooperative sector for the economic development and social upliftment through NCDC-sponsored schemes and various Government of India schemes implemented by NCDC. And the National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, has demonstrated a strong and sustained commitment to strengthening India's cooperative ecosystem through continuous financial support. And to promote inclusivity and equity, NCDC has extended 57.78 crore rupees in loans over the last 4 years to SC/ST cooperatives, ensuring that the benefits of cooperative development reach every section of society.
राष्ट्रीय सहकारिता नीति एनसीपी 2025-2047 तक विकसित भारत बनने के राष्ट्र के लक्ष्य के अनुरूप भारत के सहकारी आंदोलन को पुनर्जीवित करने के लिए एक स्पष्ट दृष्टिकोण प्रस्तुत करती है। सहकार से समृद्धि की भावना से प्रेरित ये नीति सहकारी ढांचों को मजबूत करने, समावेशी आर्थिक विकास को बढ़ावा देने और सामूहिक भागीदारी के माध्यम से ग्रामीण समुदाय को सशक्त बनाने का प्रयास करती है। साथ ही एक सहायक कानूनी, आर्थिक और संस्थागत वातावरण के निर्माण पर केंद्रित है, जो सहकारी समितियों को पारदर्शी, प्रौद्योगिकी संचालित और पेशेवर रूप से प्रबंधित उद्यम बनाने में सक्षम बनाता है।
Yes, Sir Firozi, so to conclude our discussion today on urban cooperative banks and cooperative societies, well, cooperative banks and societies play a vital role in promoting economic growth and social development, especially in rural and semi-urban areas. They provide affordable credit, encourage savings, and empower people by fostering a spirit of mutual help and democratic participation. Through sustained increase in financial support, the government, through the National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, has broadened its developmental footprint, enabling cooperatives to upgrade infrastructure, strengthen value chains, and diversify into high growth sectors.
श्रोताओं, अब समय है आपको लेकर चलें देश भर की परिक्रमा पर और अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानें कि उनके पास हमारे लिए क्या खास जानकारी है। श्रोताओं, राष्ट्र राष्ट्रीय गीत वंदे मातरम की 150वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहा है। आइए सुनते हैं इस पर हमारे संवाददाता की ये रिपोर्ट।
The rousing call of Vande Mataram did not stop at India's borders. It travelled across seas and continents, igniting the flame of patriotism among Indians living far from home. On the 22nd of August in 1907, freedom fighter Madam Bhikaji Kama unfurled the first Indian tricolour flag on foreign soil in Stuttgart, Germany. This historic act gave further momentum to the growing international attention on India's independence movement. The flag, designed by Madam Kama and Shyamji Krishna Verma, had the words Vande Mataram inscribed on it, symbolizing India's unbreakable spirit and call for freedom. Just 2 years later, in 1909, revolutionary Madanlal Dhingra faced the gallows in London for his act of defiance against British rule. His final words, Vande Mataram, echoed as a timeless message of bravery and sacrifice. In that very year, Indian patriots in Paris started a magazine called Vande Mataram from Geneva, spreading India's message of freedom and unity to people across the world. And as Gopal Krishna Gokhale stepped into Cape Town in South Africa in October 1912, he was greeted by a grand procession filled with chants of Vande Mataram echoing in the air. With Shivang and Soumya, this is Valsa Williams for Akashwani News. Vande
Mataram. In West Bengal, including Kolkata, the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram has been marked by a series of high-profile commemorative events and programs. We have more from a correspondent.
The historic song symbolizes freedom and cultural identity of Bengal. The state government has aligned with the national initiative to honor the composition by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in 1875, which later found its place in his novel Anandamath and went on to become a rallying cry in India's anti-colonial struggle. It imbibes a spirit of nationalism and patriotism within the hearts of the Bengalis. In Bengal, where the song has its literary birthplace and cultural roots, the commemoration has had a particular resonance to its origin. A series of events, ranging from mass gatherings of youth, musical renditions in schools, colleges, and public spaces, to exhibitions, seminars, tree plantation drives, and patriotic murals, are underway. In Nayati, the birthplace of Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay, several initiatives are being taken to commemorate Bengal's literary emperor and his legendary creation. His ancestral home has now been transformed into a research center and museum, preserving the priceless legacy and memories of the great novelist. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the central government has taken the initiative to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram throughout this year. The Bankim Bhavan Research Center has proudly joined this national celebration. Kolkata's cultural institutions, literary forums, and educational centers are working in tandem to ensure that the commemoration is visible and participatory. Sushmita Mondol, Akashvani, Kolkata.
And now to some action from Goa's Turning Coastline, where endurance, spirit and global competition came together at the Ironman 70.3 Goa 2025. Over 1,300 athletes from 31 countries took part in this grueling triathlon. Here's more on how the event unfolded and who crossed the finish line first. We have more from a correspondent.
The fifth edition of Ironman 70.3 Goa unfolded in spectacular style at Miramar Beach on Sunday morning of 9th November, with over 1,300 athletes from 31 countries diving into the Arabian Sea at sunrise. The endurance challenge tested competitors with 1.9-kilometer swim, a 90-kilometer cycling leg, and a 21.1-kilometer run through Goa's scenic coastline and heritage street. Uzbekistan's Konstantin Belesov claimed the men's title, while the United Kingdom's Ellie Garrett took top honors in women's category. The Indian Air Force dominated the relay event, sweeping all three podium places. The event also saw public figures joining the challenge. Member of Parliament Tejasvi Surya completed the race for a second year, while K. Annamalai became only the second Indian politician to earn the Ironman title. Adding to the spirit of the weekend, over 900 young athletes took part in Iron Kids race on Saturday. Women's champion Ellie Garrett and her husband and coach Tom Garrett called the experience unforgettable and told Akashvani that
"That was amazing. It was the hardest 70.3 I've ever done, but it was stunning. It was like all of it was people running along and looking at the sea. Like it took some of the pain away. Not all of it, but some of it.
Today, but managed to win my age group and come in the top 10 overall, so I'm really happy with that."
With its vibrant atmosphere and global participation, Ironman 70.3 Goa has strengthened its reputation as one of Asia's most scenic and athlete-friendly endurance destination. Nikhil Upadhyay, Akashvani News, Panaji.
A new chapter of empowerment unfolded in Tripura as Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shah expressed deep satisfaction of extending multiple benefits to members of the Bru tribal community under the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana and the Mukhyamantri Dakshata Unnayan Karyakram. We have a report.
Speaking at a state-level toolkit distribution ceremony held at Chailengta Bazar ground in Dhalai district, the Chief Minister said that initiative reflects the vision of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who has emphasized not just rehabilitation, but also sustainable livelihood opportunities for the displaced Bru community. Skill development is the key to self-reliance, Dr. Shah noted, adding that the state government, through its Department of Industries and Commerce, is offering targeted training in trades that match the employment prospects of the Bru people. Earlier in the day, the Chief Minister, along with Industries and Commerce Minister Shantana Chakma, Industries and Commerce Secretary Kiran Gite, District Magistrate Vivek HB, and Skill Development Director Pradeep K, inaugurated the event by flagging off newly procured electric passenger auto rickshaws purchased through soft loans to support livelihood initiatives. The dignitaries also toured the development exhibition stalls, showcasing various skill-based enterprises and success stories. In his address, Dr. Shah lauded the Skill Development Department's effort, calling them a model of inclusive growth. He said, "The Bru community's enthusiasm for training opportunities is a positive sign that government initiatives are reaching the grassroots. Through proper training, they are being equipped for stable, sustainable employment," he said, adding that the community's Bru Riang brothers and sisters have shown remarkable eagerness to learn and grow.
"Pehle 500 crore lagbhag इनको पैकेज देना था, अब धीरे धीरे जैसे ही लगा नहीं और भी देना चाहिए, अभी 800 करोड़ अभी इन लोगों के लिए ऑलरेडी रखा है, मैंने बजट में दिल्ली से पैकेज रखा है। जी, मैं ये कहूंगा माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी, जिस तरह हमेशा कहते हैं जे जब तक जनजाति भाई बहन इन लोगों का अगर डेवलपमेंट नहीं होगा, देश भी डेवलपमेंट नहीं होगा। सबका साथ सबका विकास, विश्वास और प्रयास, यही उनका स्लोगन है। तो सबको लेके हम अलग नहीं है, सब एक साथ है हम, तो यूनिटी इन डाइवर्सिटी और साइड बाई साइड सबका उन्नति होना चाहिए।
द चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो लॉन्च्ड बोथ ऑन साइट एंड वर्चुअली अ सीरीज ऑफ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एंड लिवलीहुड डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स फॉर द ब्लू बेनिफिशियरीज, इंक्लूडिंग द डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ ड्राइविंग लाइसेंसेस, job offer letters, and the rollout of second phase skill training programs. The event was not a merely distribution ceremony. It was a celebration of hope and opportunity. For a community that has long struggled with displacement and uncertainty, Tripura's focus on skill development promises not just employment, but empowerment and dignity. For Parikrama, Aditya Datta, Akashvani, Agartala.
श्रोताओं, कार्यक्रम में अब बात खेलों की। हॉकी इंडिया ने आज आगामी एफआईएच महिला जूनियर हॉकी विश्व कप 2025 के लिए 20 सदस्य टीम की घोषणा कर दी है। ये विश्व कप 25 नवंबर से 13 दिसंबर तक चिली के सेंटियागो में आयोजित किया जाएगा। ज्योति सिंह भारतीय टीम की कप्तानी करेंगी।
एंड ऑन टू सम बिजनेस न्यूज, बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडिसेस द सेंसेक्स एंड द निफ्टी स्टार्टेड द सेशन विद मॉडेस्ट गेन्स एंड मूव्ड हायर थ्रू द डे, दो इन द लास्ट आवर ऑफ ट्रेड सेलिंग ट्रिम्ड सम ऑफ द अर्ली एडवांसेस। The Sensex increased 319 points to 0.38% to close at 83,535, while the Nifty advanced 82 points or 0.32% to settle at 25,574. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 3 paise to trade at 88 rupees and 69 paise against the US dollar a short while ago.
श्रोताओं, कार्यक्रम में अब हम याद करेंगे महान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों को और बात करेंगे उन महान व्यक्तित्वों की जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिवस।
On 10th of November 1698, Calcutta was sold to the East India Company. Having started trading in Bengal as early as 1633, the East India Company wanted to obtain more rights of trade in the region.
In 1682, Hosiah Child was the governor of the English East India Company in London. Hosiah Child was also the governor of Bombay. He sent William Hedges to Bengal in order to obtain an imperial farman. Due to the arrogance of the British, Emperor Aurangzeb broke off the negotiations. After that, Hosiah Child decided to wage a war against Aurangzeb.
In 1685, the British sent out 12 warships to seize Chittagong. But fate took an interesting turn. During their voyage, the ships were dispersed due to strong winds. Some ships, instead of steering for Chittagong, entered the Hooghly. The arrival of such a formidable expedition alarmed the Mughals. The Mughal army offered negotiations, but the British in return strengthened their fleet and bombarded Baleshwar.
After that, Emperor Aurangzeb issued orders for the complete annihilation of the British possessions. In 1689, after a year of resistance, the English surrendered. In utter humiliation, the company sent envoys to Aurangzeb's camp to plead for a pardon. The company's envoys had to prostrate themselves before the emperor.
As a result, the company moved their factory about 20 miles down the Hooghly River to Sultanathi. This settlement gradually extended to Calicutta and Govindpur. Calicutta became the headquarters of the East India Company in Bengal. Calicutta was renamed Calcutta by the British. And on 10th of November 1698, the company actually purchased the three towns of Sultanathi, Govindpur and Calicutta.
Fortification of the town was completed in 1706, known as Fort William. The settlement grew rapidly and in 1707 it was raised to the status of a presidency. Kolkata later emerged as the pioneer centre of Indian nationalism.
Today is also the birth anniversary of Surendranath Banerjee. Born in Calcutta on 10th of November 1848, Surendranath Banerjee was a major figure in Indian nationalism during the late 19th and early 20th century.
आज पुण्यतिथि है राजस्थान के प्रसिद्ध लेखक और पद्मश्री पुरस्कार से सम्मानित विजय दानदेता की। इनकी लिखी कहानियों पर दो दर्जन से ज्यादा फिल्में बन चुकी हैं, जिनमें मणिकौल द्वारा निर्देशित दुविधा को अनेक राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय पुरस्कार भी प्राप्त हुए हैं। दुविधा पर आधारित हिन्दी फिल्म पहेली में अभिनेता शाहरुख खान और रानी मुखर्जी मुख्य भूमिकाओं में थे।
किरणों से सब रंग नारे, जब चलू तो छन 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 के अंगना रे, जब चलू तो छन 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 के अंगना रे, जब चूड़िया थनके कंगना छनके छनके कंगना, जग जग सजना रे कंगना रे।
Yes, and Jean-Nicolas Arthur Rimbaud passed away on this day in 1891. He was a French poet known for his transgressive and surreal themes and for his influence on modern literature and arts, prefiguring surrealism. Born in Charleville, he started writing at a very young age and excelled as a student, but abandoned his formal education in his teenage years to run away to Paris amidst the Franco-Prussian War. During his late adolescence and early adulthood, he produced the bulk of his literary output. Rimbaud completely stopped writing literature at the age of 20 after assembling his last major work, Illuminations.
आज हिंदी फिल्म अभिनेत्री और कॉस्ट्यूम डिजाइनर सिंपल कपाड़िया की भी पुण्यतिथि है. इन्होंने फिल्म रुदाली के लिए सर्वश्रेष्ठ कॉस्ट्यूम डिजाइनर का राष्ट्रीय फिल्म पुरस्कार जीता. आइए सुनते हैं उन पर फिल्माया गया फिल्म अनुरोध से ये गीत.
Yes, and John Trumbull passed away on this day in 1843. He was an American painter and military officer, best known for his historical paintings of the American Revolutionary War, of which he was a veteran. He has been called the painter of the Revolution. Trumbull's Declaration of Independence in 1817, one of his four paintings that hang in the United States Capitol Rotunda, is used on the reverse of the current United States $2 bill. And also, Sir Firozi, Sukumar Bose passed away on this day in 1986. He was an Indian artist based in Delhi who was trained in the tradition of the Bengal school under Asit Kumar Haldar. In 1932, aged 20, Sukumar Bose was appointed art teacher at the Modern School, Delhi. Bose taught at the school until 1947. Bose, along with his predecessors, including Sarda Ukil, has been credited for introducing the Bengal school art tradition and style to North India.
आज हम याद कर रहे हैं भारत की आजादी के लिए फांसी के फंदे पर झूलने वाले अमर शहीदों में से एक कन्हैया लाल दत्त को भी, जिनकी आज पुण्यतिथि है. बंगाल विभाजन विरोधी आंदोलन में कन्हैया लाल ने बढ़ चढ़कर भाग लिया. वे इस आंदोलन के नेता सुरेंद्रनाथ बनर्जी के प्रमुख सहयोगी थे. महज 20 वर्ष की आयु में ही शहीद हो जाने वाले कन्हैया लाल दत्त की शहादत को भारत कभी भी नहीं भुला सकता.
Yes, and Joy Goswami was born on this day in 1954. He's an Indian poet, novelist, and short story writer. Goswami writes in Bengali and is widely considered as one of the most important poets in the post-Jivananda Das era of Bengali poetry. His work addresses ordinary lives, marriage struggles, relationships with women, and the act of writing. He is lauded for his linguistically inventive poetry, its semi-abstract imagery, and strong lyrical appeal. Goswami's work is acclaimed in Bengal and India but remains obscure abroad despite some translations by 1981 Nobel laureate Roland Hoffman. His poetry collections, short stories and novels have won several awards, including two Ananda Puruskar, the 1997 Poschim Bongo Bangla Academy Award and the 2000 Sahitya Academy Award for his poetry collection, and the 2012 Banga Bongo Bibhushan and the 2017 Murti Devi Award. Yes, and also Michael J. White was born on this day in 1967. He's an American actor, martial artist, and director. Though he has appeared in a variety of genres, White is best known for his action and martial arts films. And also, Sir Firozi, Miranda Lee Lambert was born on this day in 1983. She's an American country singer, songwriter, and musician born in Longview, Texas. She started out in early 2001 when she released a self-titled debut album independently. And outside a solo career, she's a member of the Pistol Annies, a group she formed in 2011, alongside Ashley Monroe and Angelina Presley. Let's listen in to one of her hit tracks. Yes, and Ashutosh Rana was also born on this day. He's an Indian actor, producer, author, and television personality. He has worked in predominantly Hindi, Telugu, Tamil films, along with working in various Indian television shows. He is known for his portrayal of negative roles and has received several awards, including Filmfare OTT Award and two Filmfare Awards. Beside his acting career, he is the author and philanthropist. Some books written by him include Mon Muskan Ki Maar and Ram Rajya.
श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का. इजाजत दीजिए. सर फिरोजी और अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं समाप्त करने की. नमस्कार.